Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Augustana College is now Augustana University. The name change was made official during ceremonies yesterday at the Sioux Falls Institution's Kirkaby Over Stadium. Augustana is a private liberal arts college founded in 1860. It first opened in Sioux Falls as the Lutheran Normal School in 1889. Today it has around 1,800 full and part-time students. Rob Oliver is president of Augustana University, and he joins us on the line. And President Oliver, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be here, and thanks for asking.
Well, why did Augustana want to change from college to university?
Well, I think as the chair of our Board of Trustees indicated, it's always good to call a thing what it is. And what we are is a university in terms of the definition and the fitting explanation of what we do here.
So what is the definition of a college versus a university?
Well, I think in the term goes way back to the English system where colleges were actually sub-communities within a university, and only in England and America do young people go away to college. In most of the rest of the world, young people seek higher education at a university, and so it really is one of those things where as we continue to position Augustana where it belongs in the minds of students and parents and employers and our community, and especially in the global community, Augustana University is a much better and more apt description of who we are and what we do. There are other terms to describe what the definition of university is. One of those is a community of scholars, and certainly we are that. Learning and growing together as individuals. And that applies to all of us, not just students, but faculty and staff as well. We're a place where knowledge is expanded and even created through research and study, and that happens here. We have a really robust research activity here and in a number of different areas, probably most known in our sciences. We're a place where knowledge is shared, and that's through publications of our faculty and speaking tours that some of them do, and they're invited to present papers and research and really around the world. And this is both our faculty and our students. And finally, we're the home to the only continuously operating academic publishing house in the state of South Dakota. And that's, of course, at our Center for Western Studies. So for a lot of reasons, you check all those boxes and you say, well, yeah, that fits all the definitions of a university.
So what's been the reaction so far of faculty and students to the change to university?
Well, I think it's been overwhelmingly positive. I think everybody's pretty excited about it. Of course, there's always, with any kind of a change, there's always a sense of, hey, is Augustana College still part of who we are? And of course it is. If you study Harvard University, the oldest and the first institution of higher learning established in North America, they still have Harvard College as part of their organizational structure, even though everybody has known Harvard as Harvard University for a couple hundred years. So it's still there, and of course will always be. Augustana College is always part of our story, and we'll always be Augie.
How long was this name change considered? When did this first come up?
Well, actually, we started doing research for our strategic planning process a couple of years ago, and in so doing, you're interviewing and surveying and doing focus groups and among different groups to try to find out what they know about us and how they view Augustana. And the more we discussed this with people, the more we felt that we needed to really position Augustana properly, because sometimes they knew about what we did and wondered why we didn't claim that university status. And then in other cases, they didn't know. And so it was important that we tell them. And so I think that's really important. Particularly in today's world, and the global world that we exist in and our students and our graduates exist in, it's really important to establish that presence and position in the market.
Do you think this name change will then help recruit new students?
Well, that alone won't do it. I mean, it never, you know, your name doesn't do that for you. It has to be a combination of factors that create value for the individual, and this is one of those factors. So, yes, this will help and certainly makes a difference. But it alone obviously isn't the key to continued growth. It is certainly a directional indicator of where we're going and what we're doing, particularly as it relates to expansion of our graduate degree programs, which is also a significant part of a university, is where you're, in addition to conferring baccalaureate degrees, you're also conferring graduate degrees, and we've been conferring advanced degrees here for over 50 years.
Now, you've said that Augustana recognizes that the wants, needs, and expectations of higher education are changing, one of the reasons for the change from college to university. Looking at those wants, needs, and expectations, how are they changing?
Well, I think that years ago it was a given. Everybody understood the value proposition of attaining a college degree. And more and more, as it became more expensive and as the economy was struggling a few years ago, people were wondering, hey, does this still work out? I mean, is this still a value? And I think the answer is yes. In fact, research would suggest that more so than ever, it's a value. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we communicate the value and the fact that, you know, our graduates leave here, and we have a 99% placement rate for those who graduate from Augustana. So if parents are worried whether their sons and daughters are going to either gain access to the graduate schools of their choices or gain access to the careers of their choices, the answer is still yes.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Rob Oliver. He's the president of Augustana University. Yesterday, the institution changed its name from Augustana College to Augustana University. And President Oliver, I know that during the ceremonies yesterday, you mentioned some of the changes, some of the other things that are happening at Augustana, some changes on campus there. What are some of the other things that are happening at Augustana?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we have invested in the academic program here over the last year and continuing forward, both in the changing of our core curriculum and adopting a whole new core curriculum, and then also creating new degree programs, both at the undergraduate and graduate level. And so what this means is that incoming students will have a whole new first-year experience that will be robust and a shared experience among all of them, and then also a really, I think, strong and exciting new core curriculum that broadens their educational experience no matter what major they choose. We call it our shared major because it's the one that everybody takes. So in the undergraduate program, there's clearly those investments. And then in the graduate program, we're investing in new programs, and we'll be launching new graduate programs in the coming year. And some of those are just very exciting to us and to the community.
And the campus itself is changing, some new additions. I know that the Science Center, the Furland Science Complex, is nearing completion. What else is happening as far as the building and facilities on the campus?
Yes, the Furland Science Center is so exciting for us, and we're thrilled to see that complex coming together. Because it too is evidence of the investments that we're making. But we're also announcing that we've organized our planning group to put together the planning efforts for the new Student Activity Center, which will be a very large facility on our campus because it will house an indoor 8-lane competition track and all the field events associated with that as well. Some years ago, we were working on a new track and field area, and it became apparent to us that our community actually has a number of very good modern track and field facilities. But what we're lacking is an indoor facility, and so we decided to change directions and work on that effort instead, so that we can offer to the community and to, you know, our students and others the opportunities to enjoy track and field throughout the year. And particularly in our winters, it's great to have an indoor place to work out and exercise. We'll also house a wellness center for our students. We'll also house academic programs, both on the undergraduate and graduate level. And then we'll take advantage of the 33rd Street frontage and perhaps put some retail spaces in there that will serve both our community, the Augustana community, and beyond. So an exciting opportunity. So we're starting that planning effort and hope that we will be in a position to break ground in the spring.
Now, President Oliver, you've been leading Augustana College for, what, about 9 years or so? Sounds like the college, the university, I should say, now has been going through quite a few changes since you came on board.
Well, yes, your math is correct. I'm starting my 10th year as president here, and it's been a joy for me to have this opportunity to lead this great community. I mean, we just have so many good people here, and it's a joy to be part of it. But yeah, the whole area of higher education, the industry of higher education, continues to change, and Augustana is changing with it. I think the other big part of this is the change in Sioux Falls and the change in the robust growth that Sioux Falls is enjoying. That's really pertinent for us to respond to the needs of a growing community, particularly the needs of that tier of young professionals that are a big growing part of our community, making sure that we serve them.
So how does, in the competitive college market, how does Augustana University set itself apart from other institutions? What is it that makes Augie unique?
Well, obviously, you build your reputation on the things that you stand for. And I think for years, people have known Augustana, that those that have responded to us in our surveys, those who know us well, know us to be a quality institution, and they know that this is a place of excellent progress for students, and that they learn well and grow substantially during their time here. So we want to, basically extend that mission to provide that quality education into other areas and serve other groups of students, as well as continue to compete effectively for undergraduate students in what is a market that keeps getting larger and larger geographically. And that's because the demographics of rural America have been changing here for the last couple of decades, where you see the population of high school graduates diminishing in rural America, and it's growing in the metro areas. So places like Augustana and other institutions need to draw students from other metro areas and further away, as well as continue to serve the rural areas that surround us. So that's part of it.
Well, President Oliver, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and have a great academic year.
Thank you. I'm sure that we will.
All right.
Thanks for inviting us.
That's Rob Oliver, president of now Augustana University. The Sioux Falls institution changed its name from Augustana College during ceremonies yesterday.